Our guest analyst this afternoon, Bolt Marketing market analyst Dwayne Bussey. Dwayne, tough day in the wheat market especially.
Oh, yeah, sure was. You know, I guess started several days ago, maybe weeks ago, with the selling going on. But then yesterday didn't help when Stats Canada came out with a little bit higher wheat planted acres intentions report, kind of accelerated the selling. Within about that report, though, it's definitely an outdated report. It was planting intentions, what Canadian farmers were thinking back in December and January. So it's definitely an old report, and it's just intentions. You know, what we end up actually planting will be dictated by Mother Nature just a little bit. But, boy, this market is just snowballing, isn't it? Fund liquidation of long positions in corn and soybeans and piling on the short side of this wheat complex here. Some rains in Kansas this week as well as, you know, put the hammer down on the winter wheat crop or winter wheat markets as well. And it's just accelerated Minneapolis. Feels way overdone, but I also would have said that 2 days ago to you, Randy. So it's kind of hard to explain today.
Yeah, for sure. Not only that, but then the corn market kind of followed suit with China canceling another over 500,000 tons here this week.
Yes, they did. I know. Very depressing there to see. Basically, you can probably assume that China's done buying old crop corn from the U.S., and they're going to wait and buy corn from Brazil when that harvest gets coming up here. And right now, looking like a rather large crop there, too, probably a record right along with their soybean record crops. So export demand for old crops is going to be pretty tough moving forward. A lot of trade analysts starting to pull back on their export demand, you know, 20, 30 million bushels for the May USDA report. But obviously, I think we're pricing that into this market. Domestically, demand is still fairly good. Ethanol was a little disappointing this week, but going to be really tough for end users, elevators, merchants to buy any old crop corn out of the farmers' hands at these lower prices. So the basis is going to definitely have to do some heavy lifting. But funds are selling right now, selling with hard, big, large volume. And when they do that, Randy, you just got to get out of the way because we don't know where it's going to stop at.
Yeah, for sure. Really not a lot of fresh bullish news all the way around with planters rolling across much of the Midwest, although we're wet up here in the Northern Plains.
Well, right, of course. But the wetness in the Northern Plains is just not an issue right now. Just like you said, a lack of bullish news. Next week looks like a lot of farmers from Central South Dakota, Central Minnesota on south that are just going to rock and roll because it'll be May 1st. So the trade is anticipating big planting progress next week, and the extended forecast actually shows warmer temps. It doesn't feel like it for you and me today, but it's showing that. So the story about delayed planting in the Northern Plains is just too far out for now.
Right. Well, and again, too, it's April. We're not late by any means yet.
No, we aren't late yet. You're right. And some of these fields actually surprisingly don't look that bad after you get all the snow off. Definitely some water, but some frost leaving here and there, and the water's going down because we were dry last fall. So, it's just, you know, slightly bearish for now. But I look at, like, December corn, though, Randy, at 530 and go, well, even with a good crop, how low do I think that goes to harvest lows? And I guess my guess would be closer to that 490, 475 area. So I'm starting to feel like the risk is actually more to the upside than it is the downside anymore. So I'm not going to panic sell here and sell a bunch of new crop now.
Yeah, for sure. Livestock side, looks like we saw a little bit of profit taking in the lean hogs, and the cattle markets like this lower corn price, I think.
Yeah, they seem to. You know, feeders took a little while, did close higher today, but live cattle look really good. Now, April goes off the board tomorrow at noon, so we can kind of just basically start ignoring that. But June cattle closed right near the highs. Really struggled with that 165 to get above that, but closing right near the highs feels pretty darn good. Box beef up again at midday. You're probably a couple of weeks away from box beef, you know, maxing out at the highest price levels because demand should be peaking for the grilling season. So maybe we can get that June cattle to rally up just a little bit higher again tomorrow. And then that'll be the lead month next week, and it'll be at a huge discount to cash. But remember, that doesn't mean it has to trade higher, though.
Anything else we need to be aware of we're talking about?
Yeah, one other thing, August feeders seem to me like they are on a crazy train that's going to go straight to that 244, 242 level. Looks like that contract wants to make new all-time highs. Whenever it's red and lower on the day, it seems like it rallies into the close. That looks like a very strong market and one to keep an eye on.
Bolt Marketing market analyst Dwayne Bussey.